How are you, David?
Good, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Wanted to chat with you about a story that you wrote involving Michigan State University and teachings and a cooperation, a partnership, if you will, that they have with Libya. Talk about that fascinating story.
Sure, it's a little interesting. MSU is, as far as we can tell, the only American university that has entered into this training program. They have about 35 of Libya's future diplomats here or there in East Lansing for 2 years. They're about halfway through that 2 years, teaching them stuff all the way from, working on their English language skills to training them on communication and international trade and all the stuff that the future leaders of the country would need.
Well, there's some heat, obviously, that that MSU is feeling because of the what's going on over in Libya.
Sure, to be fair, MSU entered into this contract back when, when everyone kind of in the world thought that Libya was starting to turn around and become a little more productive member of the world society. And since then, obviously, the last month or so, we've seen what's been going on there, and there's some questions, about should an American university be taking money from the Gaddafi government? And MSU's getting about $2 million or so to educate these students over these 2 years.
Well, MSU officials remain convinced that the program is helping Libya's citizens and not necessarily the Gaddafi regime. If that's so, why did the London School of Economics head resign?
Well, he resigned for a couple of reasons. One, the controversy over this training program. They're running the same training program there. Libya selected about 90 or so people from its country and sent some to London, some to a university in France, and some to Michigan State. But the London School of Economics director also was, they took a large endowment gift from Gaddafi's son, and the director himself was doing some consulting work for the government.
Well, it's a fascinating story. David Jesse's with the Detroit Free Press, MSU's Libya program under scrutiny. Go to freep.com and check it out. Thanks so much, David.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.